Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend as we join you from Goodyear, Arizona, and Indians spring training for the first time. We'll carry you through each week all the way up until opening day. And, of course, our show is year-round. Coming up on this week's show, a lot to get to, as you might expect, with the exhibition slate starting this weekend, Saturday afternoon. If you're listening to this show live, Tribe Baseball will follow on the radio shortly. 3:05 first pitch, the Indians and the Reds at Goodyear Ballpark. On this week's show, we'll hear from Tribe pitching coach Mickey Callaway, and with the length of the postseason a year ago, with the Indians taking it to Game 7 of the World Series, and an earlier start to this year's spring training due to the World Baseball Classic, Mickey Callaway says a slower approach will be taken, especially with several key pitchers, both in the rotation and in the bullpen.
Yeah, you know what, we're going to be careful with them early. We're going to let them get in some sim games and some B games, and then try to delay their A games, what we call A games, you know, in spring training, the main games. Probably delay them for 8 to 10 games into spring training, and then once they get into those games, then they're going to be going full bore.
Also on this week's show, Tribe catcher Yan Gomes coming off an injury-plagued year a season ago. How does he look back on it?
You know, you can take it one way or the other. You can take it as, you know, put it all behind you and let's forget about 2016. But I didn't do that, man. It was, even selfishly, it was not fun. But honestly, I had like the most fun I've ever had playing. Going into the playoffs, being on a contending team, like for most of the season, all eyes were on us. But you know what? There were injuries that I couldn't really control. But it was definitely a learning experience from the other side of it. And I feel like I'm going to hold that on and learn from it.
We'll also hear from Michael Brantley, Indians outfielder, trying to come back from that shoulder surgery that cost him most of last season. And also on the show, Ryan Merritt will join us, trying to earn a spot on this ball club after making a big splash in the postseason a year ago. And we'll also hear from Terry Francona with his thoughts on today's exhibition opener and much, much more. That's all coming your way as we get rolling with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Spring training prepares the Tribe for a winning season. Elk and Elk maintains a winning record for their clients through hard work, resources, and their experienced trial team. Elk and Elk's lawyers field all types of injury and malpractice cases with a scorecard of $1 billion in results and counting. The injury lawyers at Elk and Elk wish the Indians a healthy and successful season. Elk and Elk, official partner of the Cleveland Indians. For a winning team of lawyers, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
To run a faster mile, you use a stopwatch. To improve your dog's behavior, you use a trainer.
Sit.
How do you improve your financial skills? Use the Red Key. KeyBank helps you master your financial skills, giving you a way to track your financial wellness. The better your score, the better you're doing. All the way to thriving. Take your next step to financial wellness. KeyBank. Use the Red Key. Member FDIC, an official banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Today, let's get to the heart of the matter. You now have even better access to the heart care ranked number one in the nation 22 years in a row. You can click in to chat with our Cleveland Clinic heart experts online. Call in today for an appointment today. Or, if it's urgent, walk into our emergency departments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cleveland Clinic is here for you, anytime, anywhere. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinic.org/access.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Goodyear, Arizona, and the Indians Complex here. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, at Indians Radio is our Twitter address, and we'll get that cranking a little bit more here with the start of spring training. But again, at Indians Radio is our Twitter address. Well, one of the keys for the Indians this season will once again be their pitching as a whole. Both starters and relievers were outstanding last season. They finished second in the American League in overall earned run average at 3.84 by season's end. Their starting rotation, well, by the end of the postseason, it was beat up a little bit as injuries to Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar forced several pitchers, including Corey Kluber and Josh Tomlin, to work on short rest in the postseason. Plus, you had a bullpen that was used frequently, especially Andrew Miller, Cody Allen, Brian Shaw, Dan Otero, throw him in that bunch too. So the Tribe pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, says a slower approach is needed this spring.
Yeah, you know what, we're going to be careful with them early. We're going to let them get in some sim games and some B games. And then, you know, try to delay their A games, what we call A games, you know, in spring training, the main games. Probably delay them for, you know, 8 to 10 games into spring training. And then once they get into those games, then they're going to be going full bore. So basically we're taking, you know, what is a prolonged spring during WBC and turning it into a regular spring for those guys. You know, they're going to get 10, 11 innings if you're a reliever and around 25 if you're a starter and kind of go from there.
And from what you've seen, obviously, before games have begun, but early on, how they come through what was a long postseason for them and then through the offseason?
Actually really good. You know, I think our guys are so strong and so committed to what they're doing. They work so hard that, you know, maybe an extra 30 days of a season isn't going to affect them like it's going to other guys because they're so committed to what they're doing. So they're really strong. They look great. And, you know, we're going to be careful with them just to be cautious. But I would suppose they could probably handle just a regular full go if we needed them to.
Yeah, along those lines, so when you tell Corey Kluber, hey, you got to back it off a little bit. Here's a guy who's a machine, you know, in terms of his workouts and routines. Do you get any pushback from him on backing him off a little bit?
You know, he just wanted to know why and make sure. I mean, the thing they're worried about most in spring training is that they're ready to go when the season starts. And, you know, it took a little back and forth to try and figure out exactly what we wanted to do to make that happen, make sure that they were ready for game one, and to also give them a little bit of a break that they probably needed because they went, you know, a little deeper into the postseason than most.
Now, you mentioned some guys who will be in that position. There's some others who are hurt down the stretch, and let's start with Carlos Carrasco. How is he looking, and what do you try and do with him this spring?
You know, he looks really good, so we're going to kind of take the opposite approach with him and Salazar that we are with Tomlin and Kluber. And those extra innings that are floating around out there from Tomlin and Kluber, you know, Salazar and Carrasco are going to eat those up. So we're going to try to get them out to about 30 innings apiece in spring training, which is a lot, and get them ready to go so they're in, you know, mid-season form, ready to rock and give us a full year.
And different injuries, Carrasco coming back from a broken bone. But Salazar's injury, what was he able to get through and feel good again this spring?
Yeah, you know what, he just needed that rest. He was ready to go during the World Series. Even to start, he just wasn't stretched out. You know, health-wise, he was ready to start. So, you know, that was nice to get him going again before the season ended so he could kind of have a normal offseason and then just restart again like he normally would for spring training.
Mickey Callaway joining us. We switch to the bullpen. Obviously, a key to your bullpen, Andrew Miller, will be at the World Baseball Classic. What do you try and do with him this spring to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible there?
Yeah, you know what, we're going to express to the coaches there that are coaching him, Leland and Jonesy, and just say, hey, you know, make sure you take care of him. You know, let's not get too crazy with your usage and go back-to-back, you know, that early in camp. Other than that, you know, Andrew's so prepared and such a good guy as far as being aware of who he is and what he wants to do, that it really shouldn't be a problem. He'll monitor himself. Their coaches will monitor him, you know, as far as his usage goes, and he should go out there and pitch pretty good for him.
And certainly in spring training, we'll see a lot of arms that we haven't seen a whole lot before, especially at the major league level. Some arms that maybe we should be excited to see that you're looking forward to seeing in game action.
You know what? I'd like to see, you know, Colon and Armstrong and Percy Garner. I'm liking Delabar. I want to see those guys go out there and compete, you know, on a daily basis, which means, you know, every third day they're getting out there and they're facing major league hitters, something we really hadn't seen out of them yet. So it's going to be fun just to see them out there consistently and see what they can go do. And, you know, they're all trying to make a team, so they're going to try to make the best impression possible. And that's always fun. You know, that's always a fun battle to watch something like that.
And personal-wise, during the offseason, I know you've gained a reputation for staying in touch with different pitchers throughout the offseason, and whether it's tweaks or anything major or minor. Were you able to still do that this offseason, and was it maybe even more important this offseason because of everything that happened last year to the positive?
Yeah, you know what? We try to stay in touch with them as much as we can. You know, try to balance the leaving them alone too, because they, you know, they don't want to hear from their pitching coach every day. So, you know, we try to reach out every so often. Jason Barea will reach out. Of course, Tito's the best at that, always staying in touch and in communication with those guys. You know, and basically we just tell them, hey, we're here if you need anything, and if there's anything, you know, that we need to work on, we'll talk to the guys about that when they leave the season, and then we'll stay in touch with them throughout. So our guys do a really good job of coming into mini camps and things like that during Tribe Fest. Almost every pitcher was at a little mini camp, so we got to check in, see where their mechanics were at, you know, and see if we needed to identify anything that needed to be kind of cleaned up before they come into spring training. So our pitchers are so dedicated and work so hard that they make it easy on us.
That's Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway. He has been with the ball club since 2013, joining Terry Francona's staff that year. And the Indians pitching has been tremendous since. Not a coincidence, folks. He's one of the best in the game, Mickey Callaway. Stay tuned. When we return, we'll hear from Yan Gomes trying to make that comeback from an injury-plagued 2016 season. That's next as we continue with Tribe Talk on the Indians Radio Network.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Your mind is a blank slate as you enter total relaxation. Safe driver, paperless, multi-car, they are wrapping their savings around you. Like the tinfoil that wraps around your hot dog at a ball game, which for some reason costs $12.50.
Switch to Progressive and surround yourself with savings. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Financial wellness is a skill, like playing the trombone. The more you do it, the better you get. KeyBank helps you hone your financial skills, giving you a complete view of your money and life with a way to track your financial wellness. Your score lets you know where you are and where you're headed. Well, well, wellness. Look at you go, all the way to thriving. Know your financial wellness score. KeyBank. Use the red key. Member FDIC, an official banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Gomes launches one high in the air to left. This one has a chance. It's way back, and it's a home run. Yan Gomes. His sensational spring continues. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from the Indians Complex in Goodyear, Arizona. Spring training continuing here as we point toward opening day. Well, the Indians, with a strong catching tandem heading into last season, with Yan Gomes the starter, Roberto Perez the backup. But for Gomes, it was an injury-plagued 2016. He was limited to just 74 games due to a shoulder separation and then a broken bone in his hand at the end of the year, just as he was getting ready to come back from the separated shoulder. So most of the second half of the year, Gomes had to sit things out. Even when he was healthy early on, he struggled to get going at the plate. In fact, his final batting average was just 167. He did hit 9 home runs and drove in 34. But all in all, a frustrating season from the injury front, the slow start at the plate. But his team was able to go to Game 7 of the World Series. How does he look at last season? Well, Gomer explained the other day in the Indians clubhouse.
You know, you can take it one way or the other. You can take it as, you know, put it all behind you and let's forget about 2016, but I didn't do that, man. It was not fun, but honestly, I had, like, the most fun I've ever had playing. Going into playoffs, being on a contending team, like, for most of the season, all eyes were on us, and but you know what? There were injuries that I couldn't really control, but it was definitely a learning experience from the other side of it, and I feel like I'm going to hold that on and learn from it.
You mentioned about the enjoyment you had, and Michael Brantley has said the same thing. Obviously, frustrations because you couldn't play as much as you like to, but what was it like, and how could you help the players who were playing along the way and have them be the team that they came out to be?
It was really just having like a positive attitude and like putting your own personal struggles or injuries or everything aside, because we were just having so much fun, man. Once you try to worry so much about yourself, I think feel like you kind of become a distraction, and I wasn't wanting to do that at all. Like, I've kind of seen it in the past, and, you know, you just become an unwanted topic, you know, like kind of guys don't either want you around or something like that. But I just try to be as positive as I could coming to the field every day. Like, you know, when you get injured, you kind of see that, this could have been my last day playing or stuff like that. So I just try to come in and just enjoy being around all these guys.
So off season back home, you're trying to make sure you're prepared as possible. Physically, you ready to go?
I'm 100% ready to go.
And mentally, I imagine there's some things that you have to get through. And is there that mental hurdle that you have to get over? And is that something you can do in spring training?
No. Last year was not the last time I'll go 0-20 or 0-10 or whatever it is. It's not the last time I'm going to struggle. I just got to be able to stop it as fast as I can, you know, and just be able to take it day in, like, game by game. But going into the off season, I try to reflect back a little bit on the season for the first maybe week or so, and then other than that, I just try to enjoy my family. You know, we got to see, got to be with each other every day, 24 hours a day, which can be a little tiring, but, you know, I love them, and I just try to enjoy watching my daughter grow.
We're recording this on Friday, and it may run in the next day or two. And you have another one on the way. How are we looking on the baby watch?
Well, we do have one on the way. We've already had a couple times where we thought he was coming, but we're excited. We're having a boy, and it's such a blessing. We're just trying to get our daughter ready for her brother.
You mentioned that kind of stuff, and say you went through the season you did 5 years ago before you had a family. Would it have been tougher, you think, on yourself to get through it? Does that kind of keep things a little bit lighter?
I think so. I'd like to think I've done a decent job separating the two, you know, like from baseball to my life, where, you know, after baseball is done, this is where where I'm going to be. And I try to separate them. I don't bring it home. And, they helped me out so much, man. As much as I was struggling and injuries, I'll go home and my daughter will be my rehab trainer. And she would help me ice my shoulder and ice my knee or whatever was going on at the time. And it just made it fun, man. Every time I go home, my wife and my daughter would just put a smile on my face and kind of taking perspective that, as much as it seems like you're struggling in baseball or at your job or something like that, when you go home, they don't view it as that. They just see you as your dad and your husband, and you're just happy you're there with them.
And as you get going here in spring training again, back on the professional side of things, a lot of good things happen in the offseason, which isn't always the case for a team that makes the World Series. Mm-hmm. Good additions. What did it mean to you when you saw some of the things the front office was able to do?
It was amazing. I think we all know this is our time. This is our push. We have a really large window of opportunity where we got a lot of young guys, or a lot of still like to think we're young, but under control. And then we bring in guy like Boone Logan and Nick Encarnacion and even some other minor league additions, and we're just excited, man. I mean, those are two feared players, especially with Encarnacion. I know whenever we had to face Toronto, we definitely feared getting to that middle part of the order because he was in there. And Boone Logan, he's the guy that we've talked about having the extra lefty in our pen to go with Miller, and he's definitely that guy.
That's Tribe catcher Yan Gomes. Real good perspective and outlook on his part on what it will take to get back in the swing of things this year. And don't forget, he's one of the top defensive catchers in the American League, throughout 34% of opposing base stealers last year. And you combo him with Roberto Perez, who also is outstanding behind the plate, and the Indians about as good as it gets in the American League in shutting down opposing running games. So look forward to that. A good catching tandem heading into the season for the Tribe. Well, also on that injury front, all eyes are on Michael Brantley this spring. And when we come back, we'll have an update on the Michael Brantley situation for you as we continue with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
If you're scouting for an all-star health insurance plan for yourself, your family, or your business, take a close look at Medical Mutual. We're the health insurance company Ohioans can trust in any inning. We have the experience and a network of doctors and hospitals to cover all your bases. And our team is always warmed up and ready to deliver award-winning customer service. For all your health insurance needs, make the call to Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of your Cleveland Indians. Visit medmutual.com/gotribe.
To run a faster mile, you use a stopwatch. To improve your dog's behavior, you use a trainer.
Sit.
How do you improve your financial skills? Use the Red Key. KeyBank helps you master your financial skills, giving you a way to track your financial wellness. The better your score, the better you're doing. All the way to thriving. Take your next step to financial wellness. KeyBank. Use the Red Key. Member FDIC, an official banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Today, let's get to the heart of the matter. You now have even better access to the heart care ranked number one in the nation 22 years in a row. You can click in to chat with our Cleveland Clinic heart experts online. Call in today for an appointment today. Or, if it's urgent, walk into our emergency departments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cleveland Clinic is here for you, anytime, anywhere. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinic.org/access.
As dawn breaks across this majestic land, Subway is embarking on the Footlong Fest, a footlong promotion of mammoth-sized proportions, where a mere $6 gets you any footlong, an endless $6 cavalcade of Italian BMTs and rotisserie-style chicken. So bring your appetite, America, because the $6 Subway Footlong Fest is upon us. $6 for any footlong, but only for a limited time. Only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras and deluxe, plus applicable tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. May not be combined with other offers or coupons.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Tribe Spring Training in Goodyear, Arizona, where Michael Brantley continues to make his way back from off-season surgery in that shoulder biceps area. Not off-season surgery, actually August surgery that ended his season right there. He had the off-season shoulder surgery prior to last season, but it just didn't take, and he ended up playing in only 11 games a season ago. But the latest update on Michael Brantley, several days now at the tail end of this week, he has taken regular batting practice, albeit in the cages, the indoor cages here at the Goodyear Complex. And earlier this week, Michael Brantley talked to the media masses here at spring training about where he is in his comeback attempt.
Things are going well. Obviously, I'm on a progression, but I like where I'm at. And things are going on the right. We're starting on the right foot so far.
Any kind of timeline is probably the wrong word at this point. Do you have a goal?
Do I have a goal? Play as many games as I can to make sure I'm out there, you know, healthy and maybe being with my teammates for this long of a season.
Opening day?
I hope so. But I'm on a week-to-week basis right now. I don't want to look too far ahead. Every Monday is a new week. You know, I keep progressing, and everything's going well so far.
Michael, what did you learn from the process last spring, you know, when you did have opening day as it seemed like a more of a concrete goal? And did you learn from that experience what you went through last year?
Yeah, I learned, you know, a lot about myself. You know, I've got to be mentally tough, that, you know, you're going to have good days and bad days. But, you know, just stick to the course, stick to the plan. Don't try to do too much too early. And it all come together at the end.
All due respect, what are those bad days like? Is it really hard sometimes to come to terms with this, knowing how hard you're fighting, and sometimes your body's just not responding for whatever reason?
Well, I guess like that was more last year than this year.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out why and, you know, what could I do more or what could I do less, and just trying to figure it all out. But I've been doing very well so far. I'm very excited, you know, being in this locker room healthy, getting to do most of all the stuff that everybody else gets to do. And I'll be right around the corner, hopefully hitting BP and, you know, just we'll just put this in the past.
You guys have figured it out then, you think?
I hope so. I mean, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you if we didn't have a good game plan going forward. I'm very excited, you know, like I said before, where I'm at right now. I know I said it last year. I'm stronger than I was last year. A lot of things are looking positive, and it's a week-to-week basis, but things are going on the right foot so far.
Last year it seemed like when you would do the early part, hitting off a tee, soft toss, BP, it seemed like that was successful. That's kind of where you are again right now. Is how you're doing this early part now, does it feel different than last year when you were going through those early stages, or do you need to kind of wait till games to really get a sense here?
I mean, wait till games is the final, the final process. But, yeah, it feels different, absolutely. It's a long ways away. You know, when I say, you know, a year ago, what do you feel like a year ago? It's a long time. But I feel better. I feel stronger. I had more time this time, you know, rehabbing and, you know, building strength in my shoulder and just getting my body ready to go for spring. And I like where I'm at.
How exciting is it to know that they did what they did without you last year? You come back, you get Encarnacion to add to this lineup. How exciting is that to know?
It's very exciting. But at the same time, you know, we can't take that excitement for granted. We've got to still go out there and work hard and learn from what we did last year and make sure we use it to our advantage. I think the only thing we gained from last year now is a target on our back. You know, they're going to have to play good baseball to beat us, and we got to show up every day, taking it one game at a time to play good baseball. It's going to be an exciting season. I just want to be a part of it.
What did you think about what you guys added this offseason?
I think the front office did a great job. And, you know, just, you know, now it's about putting it all together, building that team chemistry that we had last year, that winning attitude, and coming to the ballpark ready to play every day.
How much of a role have teammates played for you just in terms of when, you know, points of rehab, it can get mentally draining, you know, a guy like Kipnis or guys who have known you? Just what kind of role have they played in helping you through it?
They did a great job. They went all the way to the World Series. They spent an extra month with me. It was awesome. But, they, you know, just, you know, always checking out on me, you know, seeing how everything's going, know how hard I'm working and they're working. And, you know, I was there as much as they were for me, you know, rehabbing process-wise that whole month. And I just look forward to being back with them, you know, with a smile on my face, playing with them, and getting through this season and hopefully going into the postseason as well.
Do you, after an injury like that and a couple surgeries like that, do you have to accept kind of a new normal in terms of physically what you can and can't do?
I believe so, but at the same time, as long as that new normal is not pain, no pain is coming with it, you know, I can wake up every day and keep playing, and you kind of accept it. But The biggest thing is making sure that you're healthy enough to help the team and not hurt the team. And I always said that before, that I'm not going to go out there, you know, not healthy enough to help this team. I don't think it's, you know, these guys work too hard in this locker room for, you know, me to not be healthy and be out there with them.
You obviously would have preferred to be in there last year, but the silver lining of Ramirez gets a chance to shine, Naquin got a chance. How much did you enjoy those guys that did get that opportunity sort of seizing it?
It's awesome. They did a great job. I mean, just not them. I don't know. Frankie, you know, came to his own. There's a lot of things that happened well for us last year that's going to, you know, only going to help us with experience this year. It's very important that, you know, once you have success in the Major League, that you understand how you got it and how we're going to get back to there to do it again.
That's Michael Brantley, and the Indians hoping that their star outfielder can be a contributor this season. My goodness, what a difference he would make in what already is a very strong lineup that finished last season second in the American League in runs scored and added one of the prize free agents on the market in the offseason in Edwin Encarnacion. And if they could add a healthy Michael Brantley, my goodness, things would look awfully bright heading into the season. Stay with us. When we come back, we will visit with the starting pitcher in the exhibition opener, young left-hander Ryan Merritt, and also get the thoughts of Terry Francona heading into the opener of the exhibition slate as well. That's coming your way shortly as we continue on the Indians Radio Network.
If you're scouting for an all-star health insurance plan for yourself, your family, or your business, take a close look at Medical Mutual. We're the health insurance company Ohioans can trust in any inning. We have the experience and a network of doctors and hospitals to cover all your bases. And our team is always warmed up and ready to deliver award-winning customer service. For all your health insurance needs, make the call to Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of your Cleveland Indians. Visit medmutual.com/gotribe.
Hey, Tribe fans, it's hard to believe that opening day is right around the corner, and the Indians are hard at work during spring training.
That's right, Dave. Just like Elk and Elk's lawyers work hard for our injured clients.
For a seasoned team of personal injury lawyers who cover all the bases, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO or visit elkandelk.com.
Elk and Elk, proud partner of the Cleveland Indians. Go Tribe!
Welcome back to Tribe Talk, our final segment from the Indians training complex at spring training in Goodyear, Arizona. Last season, Ryan Merritt, well, he burst on the scene in a big way. For someone who made just four regular season appearances and only one start in the major leagues in his first action in the big leagues, the left-hander out of Texas sure left a great impression, in large part because of what he was able to do in the postseason. His regular season numbers, his four appearances. He won his only start on the last weekend of the regular season in Kansas City, but he pitched very well in his three relief appearances as well. In fact, his ERA was just 1.64. But who could forget Game 5 of the American League Championship Series in Toronto? The Indians, with starting pitching injuries, turned to Ryan Merritt, who hadn't pitched in almost a month, but in front of a sold-out Rogers Center in Toronto, Indians trying to clinch the pennant. He was outstanding. And you look back on it, he didn't get a win, he didn't get a loss, no decision, and maybe that tells you how sometimes wins and losses can be overrated. He started the game in fine fashion for the Tribe. 4 1/3 innings, did not allow a run on only 2 hits, and the Indians were on their way to a victory in Game 5 over the Blue Jays, and with it, the American League pennant and onto the World Series. With the victory and everything that surrounded his appearance in that game, Merritt quickly became a fan favorite. Fans got a hold of his wedding registry. He got married not too long ago, late January, and they ended up buying most of the items on the registry. And he's such a humble young man, and we'll hear that in a moment, but very thankful for everything that went on and really seemed to enjoy it. And now here he is trying to win a spot on the ball club here in spring training. So when we had a chance to talk to Ryan Merritt, we asked him about when things finally sunk in for him and what he thought about everything that went on, especially after his big appearance in the American League Championship Series.
It all happens really fast, and it's a little overwhelming at first, but I feel like it, during the off season, it just, you know, was kind of sinking in, kind of it started feeling a little more real, I guess, you know. And I guess during the off season, when all the gifts from the fans and everything started arriving, I mean, it was just awesome seeing that the fans, you know, they cared about me and appreciated everything that I did on the field in that game. So just receiving all those gifts was outstanding. It was awesome.
Obviously, a lot of people knew about you getting married. They registered your gifts and all that kind of thing. How'd it go about a month ago? How did everything go?
It was so smooth. It was, I mean, I can't even hardly remember it. It went by so fast, just nervous, anxious, but, you know, it was a beautiful day. I got to secure that bond with my wife and get to spend the rest of my life with her now.
And here's a guy from the South, and you get married in Minnesota. How was it at the end of January in Minneapolis or Minnesota?
It was cold. Yeah. Snow everywhere, and I mean, as much as I love Texas and everything, I'm still happy I got to give her that wedding that she's been dreaming of in Minnesota with the snow, you know. So I'm just happy she got to have that day that she wanted.
Such a great run for you personally and professionally with everything happening. And now you're back into it deep to try and see if you can make a ball club and help the Indians again. You stayed here in Goodyear for quite some time during the off season. What did you try and do to make sure you're prepared as possible?
Just getting stronger, just having that mindset all off season that this is a new year. I still have to be better than the year previously, even though there was some success. There was still some downs as well, like there is in every season. But just keeping that mindset for the next season that you need to be better, not being satisfied. So that's what I did, just try to get stronger and improve myself.
And that's the physical side is getting stronger. And you mentioned that mindset. Mentally, having had success in the major leagues in some big spots, how do you think that may help you heading into this season?
I think it just gives me confidence, gives the team confidence in me that, you know, I can perform at the highest level. And whether that's a high leverage game as well, gives me confidence that my team has trust in me out there on the mound to win a baseball game for them.
When you were out here this winter, Mike Clevenger was here, Tyler Naquin was here for quite a bit. What's it like for you guys without baseball activity, but knowing that you could be a big part of what happens this year with those high expectations again?
You know, I love coming out here and being out here with the guys, still building that team environment, competing, and I mean, I feel like us being together, it sets that bond for the season and kind of gives you those expectations of competing and stuff for the next year.
You get the nod in the exhibition opener, and Tito mentioned yesterday it's more how things are lining up for everybody, but you still get to pitch that first game. What does that mean to you?
Man, it's an honor that they're letting me go out and start that first game, you know? I mean, I feel like it's my job, too, to help Kluber or Tomlin, whoever it is, Bauer, that had that really long season last year if they need somebody to step in and start a game so that they can get more rest, if that's my job, then I'm proud to do it.
That's Ryan Merritt, who, if you are listening to this show live today, will be starting the exhibition opener in just a few moments. And earlier today, we had a chance to hear from Terry Francona in his morning media meeting, and he addressed the Andrew Miller situation, Miller pitching for Team USA in the WBC. Miller scheduled to be on the mound in the exhibition opener later this afternoon, if you are listening to this on Saturday. And Tito filled us in on the plans for Miller to make sure he's ready to go early.
I think establish your fastball, which he does. He's really good at that in spring training. You know, looking at past, I think it's almost like 70-30 fastball to breaking ball. But, you know, like everybody, I mean, your first time, it's like there's, you know, the first bullpen, guys usually, you know, they have to work through it. There's a little bit of rust, no matter how prepared you are. Then you face hitters the first time, and it's the same thing. Same thing with the game. We just want to get them all in there and shake whatever rust there is, because we didn't play a inter-squad game. If we're going to be a little sloppy in the first couple of games, I would rather do that than I just feel like I think you waste some people's time. You know, it's just we can have a better day of work not doing it.
Longer spring this year too. So probably.
Yes, but like with Andrew, you know, he's going to probably pitch. What is today? The 25th.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to get in, I think, four or five games, I think, before he leaves. So, just want to make sure he's ready to pitch. You know, in games.
Would you try to extend him out to 2 innings? No. Or just
No. I wouldn't. Even, probably won't even do that in April.
I was just thinking about this. When those guys leave camp, will that feel a little bit weird that they're not going to be here?
It is. It is weird. It really is. It's disjointed. You know, you have your spring training time, and you're trying to form, you know, all things we talk about. You know, form this team's going to form its personality, and you know, and then all of a sudden, 8 guys are gone. So it is different. You know, you go out to do your fundamental, and your shortstop's not there. It can be frustrating. Now, again, every team deals with it, and you do the best you can. We'll probably be doing fundamentals later in spring than maybe we have in the past, just because we want to make sure that when we have our whole team together, you know, we go over some refreshers. Because, you know, we've already done, you know, like say first and third and our custom relays. But then these teams are going to go away, and they're going to have another set of signs. So we want to make sure that, you know, they understand what we're doing.
You always talk about how you don't really look at batting averages and stuff like that. How do you evaluate in spring? Do you evaluate this early?
It's hard. Well, not this early especially, but it is a really difficult thing to do. I think you try to – it's why we have meetings – and let the scouts and the player development people talk about their guys that we haven't seen. And, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of familiarize yourself with them. You know, you certainly have a chance to watch them and see, you know, make sure they understand kind of how you want to play the game, things like that. And it's fun when guys have big days at the plate. It's fun because you get to kind of talk about them and stuff. But it's a, yeah, you have to be careful because spring training stats are not a very good indicator of how a guy's going to do during the season. And that's just reality. Saying that, I'd much rather see guys do great than not, because it's fun to watch. But it's just, you have to be careful because it's just not the best indicator.
Is the shoulder bothering him, or is this just preventative based on
the previous? I would say it's preventative.
Kid like Percy Garner, who came up last year, what was your impression of him last season, and what are you sort of looking for this spring?
Well, I mean, he's a wonderful kid. You know, that's the first thing that jumps out at you. He's kind of got a rare, you know, velocity with sink. You don't always see that. He kind of throws like a bowling ball up there. The big challenge for Percy will be to command it enough where, you know, because major league hitters, you know, once they kind of see you a couple times, if it's not in the zone, they're not going to swing. And, you know, so it's working ahead, throwing its enough strikes, but down in the zone, and then holding runners, I think, is his next challenge. But there's a lot to like. This kid, I think by his own admission, probably got farther last year than he anticipated. And so now he has a little bit of experience. And, you know, whether he makes the team on opening day, I mean, we think his future is pretty bright. He just has, he still has some development, which is okay. I mean, I think from the beginning of last year to the beginning of this year, it's like light years ahead of where he was, which is really exciting.
That's Tribe manager Terry Francona, and that's going to do it for this week's edition of Tribe Talk. As always, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you again next weekend with another edition of Tribe Talk. Until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Listening to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. By the University of Akron. Visit areyououtthere.com. Cactus League Baseball.
It's Tribe Time now.
Brought to you by KeyBank, the banking home of the Cleveland Indians. By Cleveland Clinic, access the number one care in Ohio anytime, anywhere. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Cleveland Indians Spring Training Baseball. Today from Goodyear, Arizona, the Cleveland Indians will take on the Cincinnati Reds in the opener of Cactus League play. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this afternoon. Tom Hamilton with the weekend off. He will make his Cactus League debut on Wednesday when the Indians are taking on the Mariners. We will have several guests in the booth this afternoon, including former Tribe infielder John McDonald, General Manager Mike Chernoff, and Indians Vice President Bob DiBiasio. And we will be talking about a season to come that features extremely high expectations, and deservedly so, for the Tribe after a tremendous run through the postseason a year ago that culminated with a World Series appearance, a World Series that was deemed a classic that went seven games before the Indians succumbed to the Chicago Cubs in extra innings. On the mound today for the Tribe, it's Ryan Merritt, the left-hander who gained major notoriety for his work in Game 5, the clincher of the American League Championship Series against the Blue Jays, and his mound opponent for the Reds, one of their better young pitching prospects, Amir Garrett. Stay tuned, more to come after this on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network.